I remember when you couldn't see an automobile. I remember before there was any automobiles here. And my granddaddy, when he used to go to the beach in the summertime over to New Smyrna, and he would come down here to the river over where I-4 crosses over there. And he'd take his wheels off his wagon, put them up in the bed of his wagon, and put the bed on a rowboat, and take a pair of oars and pull it across the river and swim his horse behind the boat. And when he gets back over here, he puts his wagon back together and drives on to New Smyrna.
How long did it take him to go?
Two to 3 days. Mm. And they hunted on the way. I mean, when they went along, if they seen a wild turkey or something like that, they would shoot it, see. But, and there was a lot of game here then, a lot of turkey and deer back in them days. That was before my time. Well, I was just a kid. And before my time, and I was a great big boy before they had a bridge across this river here. They used to cross this river with a barge after that, and they had that's after automobiles got to coming in. Well, they had a barge there that they hauled automobiles across, and the horse and wagons across. They called it a ferry. But they pulled it across there, would pull, and then they got a motorboat and pulled it across. And then finally they built them a bridge. It was a wooden structure. Now your daddy, he remembers the old wooden structure. He was talking to me today on the phone, and he said he remembered in that old wooden bridge there. This here was the main highway right here. And it was a 60-foot right-of-way, and that was the main highway that run the Daytona.
I can remember, you know, that old wooden bridge going to New Smyrna,
mm-hmm.
down there. I remember that, going over that, and it being real rickety, but I never knew there was a wooden bridge there before.
Yeah, there was a wooden bridge across. It went at the end of this here road, and if you go down this road at the end of it, that's where it took off, and it landed on the other end over there, about where I-4 is now. And I was raised over there, when you turn to go up through Monroe on that road, you see, I believe it's a palmetto tree, and probably it's an oak tree there, maybe two oak trees. Well, that's right where my daddy's house sit. That's where I was raised, right there, just this side of the railroad track. And I-4 took the whole place. And my mother lived there. Oh, she lived there, I guess, 50 years when they took her place. And I always said that partially what killed her. I mean, grieving over.
They took her place to put
I-4 through there. And they took the whole place and gave her about $7,000. Now then, that same piece of property would be worth about $50,000 if they had it now.
That's the government.
Yeah. And she died, she was 87 years old, and she died just a little while after they moved her. They just moved her off the place, and that was it. And I think she grieved herself to death because she had to live there 50 years.
For that long. What, did they fish when they would be going?
Fish?
Down the river?
Oh, yeah. We fish. Now, you take back when I was a boy, I say 8 to 10 years old. My daddy, he was a farmer. He had a farm there, and you farmed all the. This time of year, you had your farm in, and you farmed through the spring, and long in about June, it began to get hot,